With South Dakota Public Radio News, I'm Chris Lawfrey. A tropical bird living outside Brookings has lost his struggle to survive an eastern South Dakota winter. The appearance of a great Kiskadee in 2015 captured the attention of bird watchers around the region. Many were rooting for the underdog to make it through the cold and snowy season. SDPB's Charles Michael Ray has more.
The great Kiskadee is a species of bird rarely seen north of Texas. Dr. Casey Jensen, a professor of wildlife management at South Dakota State University, speculates the bird may have blown into South Dakota in a large weather front.
It's a tropical bird, and it was trying to make a living here in the wintertime in South Dakota, which is tough for even for the birds that are accustomed to it.
Jensen says great Kiskadees are non-migratory, so once this bird became stranded in South Dakota, he was here to stay. Jensen says this Kiskadee attracted bird watchers from hundreds of miles away.
We had people visiting this farm from Wyoming and Nebraska and Kansas and Minnesota and North Dakota and probably others that I'm not aware of, but people came from a long ways to see this bird.
Jensen gives praise to two landowners who he says were gracious in allowing so many bird watchers on their property and who provided food and water for the Kiskadee.
And the bird really had a lot of personality. It would call, and several times I went out to see it, I usually heard it before I saw it. And it was kind of boisterous, and the landowners there told me that it, you know, they really enjoyed having it around.
Jensen says the landowners found the Kiskadee dead near a barn where they had provided a heated water source. He says it's sad the bird didn't make it, but he adds that this Kiskadee would never have survived as long as it did without the extra help. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.
You can see pictures of the great Kiskadee on our website, sdpb.org. Mostly cloudy tonight with decreasing clouds east after midnight with areas of light snow or flurries mainly in the evening.